You're listening to SBS News.
Resident Peter Gordon
spent much of the last 10 years being a stay-at-home dad to his son Theo and two stepchildren, but he was always desperate to find permanent work, and he went to job agencies for help.
I started going to different job agencies, and they were all essentially as useful as each other. By that I mean not useful at all. I'd float in and out of job agencies, and occasionally they'd offer me small work trials. I've had small jobs where I've essentially picked up loose change every now and then. I'll do a 3 month job here, a 6 month job here, a 2 month job here, but nothing really consistent.
He is frustrated with the treatment he has received.
Because when people are able to fight in and out of job agencies for years on years and end, there's a problem there because there's no system in place to pick up on people that float in and out.
Peter's partner Elizabeth would often accompany him to his agency appointments.
What I witnessed was some absolute unbelievable waste of time. There were so many ups and downs. I've watched him just deal with so many rejections. I've seen him suffer so much at the hands of an incompetent system.
Blind Citizens Australia is the national representative organisation of people who are blind or vision impaired. Its mission is to inform, connect and empower Australians who are blind or vision impaired and the broader community. Chief Executive Officer Emma Bennison says the blame shouldn't fall entirely on job agencies.
You know, if you look at Tasmania in particular, the job market is a really challenging one, and there are significant attitudinal barriers.
Blind Citizens Australia launched the Eye to the Future campaign in 2019. It aims to change the perception of employers and promote people who are blind or visually impaired.
I think the issue first and foremost, to be fair, is not the fault of the employment agencies. The most significant issue is the attitudinal issue, and how do we change the behaviour of employers to see people with disability as part of the solution rather than part of the problem. So it is that attitudinal shift that we need to see. The challenge for employment services is that they are working in that environment where they need to convince employers that employing a person with disability is a positive and will benefit their business.
Sydney resident Christy Fitzgerald is visually impaired. She has worked in public service for almost 15 years. Ms. Fitzgerald says having an employer that understands how to support her is essential.
A lot of the work that I do these days is computer-based, so I do use a program called Zoom Text. That enlarges everything for me.
Peter Gordon says he hopes to find a permanent full-time job soon. Sarah Maunder, SBS News.